So, hi. As mentioned, my name is France, and I'm in Dr. Hale's lab. And our lab is specifically interested in how drugs crossing the placenta affect the embryonic development during pregnancy. And the topic of my talk is the effect of valproic acid on chondrocyte differentiation and apoptosis in the murine limb bud. So valproic acid is a commonly used anticonvulsant and antidepressant that is also in preclinical trial as an anticancer agent. However, it is teratogenic and induces neural tube defect as well as keloidal malformations when it's taken during pregnancy. Actually, 11% of children exposed in utero to valproic acid will develop congenital malformations. And although several mechanisms have been suggested, no one really knows how it acts to affect limb development. We previously showed that valproic acid causes malformation in our in vitro limb bud culture system. So these limbs were stained with toluene-blue staining, which stains for the cartilage. And as you can see, the controls show perfect differentiation and elongated digits. And as the concentration of valproic acid increases, you can see that there's a decreased growth and a decreased cartilage formation, with most of the effects seen at the level of the digits and the carpalia, which led us to hypothesize that valproic acid induces limb malformation by disrupting chondrogenesis and cartilage formation. Endochondral ossification is the process by which limb long bones form. It is a multi-step process during which chondrocytes go through proliferation, differentiation, and hypertrophy, and finally apoptosis. And each one of these stages is characterized by the expression of stage-specific markers. Therefore, our objective for the study was to examine the effect of VPA on the expression of these markers. To do so, we used time-pregnant CD1 mice, which were killed on gestational day 12. Their embryo were explanted, and the embryonic forelimbs were excised and cultured in vitro in a medium containing either a vehicle or increasing concentration of valproic acid. These forelimbs were cultured for different period of time and analyzed by QRT-PCR and Western blot. Our first candidates were the member of the SOX transcription factor family, which contains SOX9 and its two downstream targets, SOX5 and 6. These are known to be expressed in proliferative chondrocytes and to be major regulator of chondrogenesis and proliferation. Actually, the SOX9 knockout mice almost completely failed to form cartilage. Therefore, we wanted to see how VPA affected the expression of these genes by QRT-PCR. And what we observe is a significant decrease in SOX9 mRNA as fast as 1 hour and up to 6 hours following VPA exposure. And when we look downstream of SOX9, so looking at SOX5 and 6 expression, we saw the same decreasing trend after 3 hours for SOX5 and after 6 hours for SOX6, which basically suggests that that proliferative chondrocytes were affected by our drug treatment. Also, SOX5, 6, and SOX9 are known to come together in a complex to regulate the transcription of collagen 2 and aggrecan, which are important for extracellular matrix formation. And when we looked at collagen 2 expression, we saw that it was also inhibited after 6 hours and up to 24 hours following exposure, which suggests that extracellular matrix deposition could be affected by VPA treatment. Next, we want to look at a later stage of chondrogenesis by looking at PTHRP, which is the parathyroid hormone-related peptides. It is known to be regulated by SOX9 and to be secreted by proliferative chondrocytes. It binds to the parathyroid hormone receptor, which is expressed in the pre-hypertrophic chondrocytes, so in chondrocytes that just left the proliferative stage but are still not yet undergoing hypertrophy. And this activation of this receptor by PTHRP is known to repress chondrocyte differentiation. And when we looked at PTHRP mRNA, we saw that it was also downregulated after 3 hours. Altogether, these results showed that repressors of differentiation were inhibited by valproic acid, which basically suggests that it could cause a premature chondrocyte hypertrophy, as well as a shift toward differentiation, which basically would result in a decrease in proliferative chondrocyte and an increase in hypertrophic chondrocytes. Now, the next step that follows hypertrophy is apoptosis. Therefore, we want to look at cellular apoptosis using Clief-Caspase 3 as a marker. And what we observe is that although after 6 hours there were no significant changes between all the groups, we saw a significant increase in caspase 3 activation after 12 hours in the two highest concentration group, which suggests increased apoptosis. Finally, in summary and conclusion, we showed that VPA sequentially inhibited all the different components of SOX9 signaling, with finally a decrease in collagen 2 expression, which could lead to a decreased extracellular matrix formation. Also, we showed that PTHRP expression was decreased following SOX9 downregulation, which suggests, again, that proliferative chondrocytes are affected and that VPA causes premature hypertrophy and decreased cartilage formation, which could lead to the increase in apoptosis that we see after 12 hours. That I would like to thank my supervisor as well as the entire Dr. Hales and Rivera's lab and the money.
Thank you very much. We have time for a couple of questions.
That was a nice talk. I have a question about the assay. Are you doing the PCR on the entire limb bud?
Yes, I'm collecting all the four limbs.
So I presume that includes cell types other than chondrocytes.
Yes.
This is you're interpreting the decrease as reflect in the amount of message, for example, as something that's going on inside the chondrocytes, but I presume there are many other cell types there. Is there a way to sort of exclude the possibility that what you're seeing is actually reflecting what's going on in other cell types? For example, selective killing of some cells, which will alter the relative amount of a messenger RNA in the remaining mixed population of cells. Hmm. It's a way to know whether you're really hitting the chondrocytes themselves.
Well, for sure the problem with homogenization is that you can really tell, like, where the SOX9 comes from and in which cell type it is downregulated. However, in the limb bud, it's known that SOX9 is mostly, like, really impressively upregulated in chondrocytes and in proliferative chondrocytes particularly, and not in, let's say, hypertrophic chondrocytes. So for sure there are, like, other cell type like osteoblast and, like, epithelium cell, but I think that the expression level of SOX9 in those cells are really lower than in chondrocytes, mostly.
I have one question. Do you know if this valproic acid also affects epiphyseal cartilage, that is postpartum? This is one question. And the second question is, are you going to do histology of these things just to see the effect on cartilage?
For the question about epiphyseal chondrocytes, I'm not sure. I haven't read about, like, anything about it. I know that SOX9 is mostly expressed in proliferative chondrocytes, so I don't know if it's expressed at all in.
Well, here there is in epiphyseal cartilage. There is a lot of proliferation of cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of proliferation, cartilage proliferation in epiphyseal plate. It's actually what grows the lungs. The long bone. So that could be a nice area to look at too.
Well, what I know is that when children, not like, I'm not talking about in utero, but like young children that have epilepsy and are treated with valproic acid, it's known that they are shorter, their growth in general is inhibited, so I would guess that it affects epiphyseal chondrocytes as well.
Okay.
And what was the second question?
The second question is, you will do a histology because you have two different areas in the cartilage. You have the perichondrium where most of the epiphyseal growth take place, and then you have you have the interstitial growths, which take place in the cartilage within the whole structure. So these are two different regions that, you know, it would be interesting to see if the effect of this valproic acid is actually on the perichondrium or on the tissue itself.
Yes, I would like to do immunohistochemistry on these limbs as well, like to localize the decrease in SOX9 and also to maybe localize the increase in hypertrophic markers.
Okay, thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a related question. Cindy Goodyear from Pediatrics. Did you see an upregulation in COL10, which you would expect to see if you had increased hypertrophic cells?
I haven't looked at COL10 expression. I wanted to look at other hypertrophic chondrocyte marker right next to all. However, the primer did not collaborate really well, so far I haven't been able to look at them. But other studies showed that other HDAC inhibitor like valproic acid have an effect on hypertrophic, and it was increased by collagen too.
I think it's going to be really important to do the histology and to get these other markers and to make sure that you're not just having a toxic effect, and in fact you're wiping out the proliferative cells. So that's why you're not getting any further progress in terms of limb growth.
Okay.
Riaz Farooqi, Physiology and OB-GYN, McGill. How is VPA doing this? What's the mechanism through which it's exerting these effects? Any ideas on that?
Well, that's actually what I'm trying to investigate. But SOX9 is known to be regulated by many different pathways. One of them is HIF-1 alpha, which I am currently looking at. Like, I saw a decrease in HIF-1 alpha, although I didn't. I'm still working on the role of HIF-1 alpha in SOX9 downregulation. However, it's also regulated by WNT5, which was just introduced to you by Dr. Dufour. And it's also regulated by BMPs, which in the limbs, there are so many pathways that are important. And different stages of chondrogenesis have different BMPs. So, for example, BMP2 and 4 are only expressed in hypertrophic chondrocytes and not in proliferative. And microarray studies using valproic acid showed that there was an upregulation of BMP2 and 4. So again, that could be a possibility.
Very short question. The windows of exposure is very important. Did you try to change the gestational age and to perform your experience at different time?
The reason why we chose a gestational day 12 is because, we wanted to hit organogenesis as soon as we could. First, that's why we didn't look later. And the reason why we couldn't look earlier is actually because, just for practical reason, because the limbs are really small at that stage and I can't